Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, hello, I am Glovina Williams. I want to welcome you again to my podcast. If you noticed, the title today was Pray About It. Yeah, I started to entitle it Decisions, 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 because I really do want to focus on the quality of making decisions. You know, it can be quite difficult. I know. I personally kind of struggle with making a quick decision. I normally have pretty much things nailed down, why I'm doing it, what my criteria is, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But with me, personally, I often look for there may be a better way. Maybe at the last minute, I'll get an epiphany. Something spontaneous will happen. Maybe some of you experience the same thing. But I want to talk today. I want to talk this evening, afternoon, wherever you are in the world, about decisions and laboring or worrying over them. Maybe this can help us today. Maybe we'll find something in the podcast that can just kind of find a place in our mind and in our thoughts that can help us during those times of decisions. I read a very interesting article that I found. I mean, I've had this article for quite a while, but it was actually published a while back by Marilyn Carruthers. And he and his wife have a ministry. But as I read it, I thought about how often do we really labor over decisions? Some of you may not. Some of you may make it really, really quickly. Some of you may say, I need to pray about it. But sometimes we've already prayed about it. That happened to me once, many times, but if I can share a story with you. I have a very dear friend by the name of Roslyn, and we've known each other for a long time, really. We call ourselves sisters. That's how compatible we are. So she's really a great joy in my life. But the thing about it is when I first met her, we clicked. You know how you meet people and clicked? It's like there's an instant bond. And when I met her, she didn't hesitate. She said to me, she said, Glovina, I have a group of women, and I'd like to know if you would come. She said, and she said it so strongly. She said, I want you to pray about it. And I would like for you to come and to minister, to teach, to do a Bible study with us. Guess what? I immediately said to her, I don't have to pray about this. You are the answered prayer. Because if we rewind for a moment, guess what? I have been praying, asking God to open doors where that I could share with women what He had given to me. So, I had already prayed about it. So when the opportunity presented itself, in that instance, I didn't have to think about, pray about, continue to, you know, just go over and over in my mind about it. I said yes, immediately. Sometimes it doesn't come that quickly, though. Sometimes the hardest decisions in life, it's not really between is this good, is this bad, is this right, or is it wrong. But how about when you have two good decisions, two right decisions that you need to make? Because decision is that spark. This is what ignites action. Once we make a decision, guess what? Action begins to take place. And we begin to step out on faith and it begins to unfold before us. However, until that decision is made, you and I both know nothing really happens. Decision, it's being courageous. Yeah, making a decision, no matter how small or large. And some decisions, you have done it so often until it's not courageous anymore. It is just it's just stepping out on faith. It's just doing it. It's a habit. It's something that you know now. Listen, sometimes it is courageous. Listen, his name was Wilford A. Peterson. He said, decision is the courageous facing of issues, knowing that if they are not faced, that the problems will remain forever unanswered. Yeah, we want to get the issues and the circumstances and the various situations in our life, we want to get them answered so that we can continue to proceed forward. Decisions, my beloved, shape our destiny. Somebody just snapped their finger and said, that's it. And the wrong decisions can lead us down the wrong path. Here's the other side of that. But the right decisions can lead us down the right path. We learn from our bad decisions. And guess what? We improve upon them. I know this has been part of my life, and I know part of yours. We call it experience. Yeah. And sometimes experience, tuition is kind of high because it's time. Somebody else just popped their finger, wow, okay. So we learn from bad decisions, and we try to improve upon them. Because our daily decisions determine the life that we will live. It's just that simple, but not always easy. Listen, I'm going to read another quote. This is an anonymous one. It says, unsuccessful people make decisions based on their current situation. Hey, unsuccessful people make decisions based on their current situations. Successful people make decisions based on where they want to be. So where is it that you, I'm talking to my beloved listeners, where is it that you want to be? Because I'll tell you, and I'll say it again as I started this podcast off, I analyze situations. Sometimes I overanalyze it. I know those that work with me, they're shaking their head. Yeah, she does. Do you ever think something through more than once? Can I add sometimes over and over again? So pray for me. Pray for Glovina. But listen, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. And let's take that to heart. Let not your heart be troubled. Because when a situation or a decision that you need to make is complicated, or it involves others, that makes it complicated as well. Here's a little key. When you have a complicated decision that you need to make and it involves others, here's a simple key. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Yep. When your decision involves others, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And sometimes that requires a little growth in the area of self-love, or as we call it today, self-care. So you say to yourself, what's the best choice and how do I make that decision? And even if, let's fast forward, even if you make the decision and it doesn't turn out right, this is my scripture. Actually, this scripture has carried me through successes and many, many failures. For we know all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are the called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. I know we wrestle with decisions. Sometimes we're confused. Sometimes there's some turmoil, even instability, a decision or thoughts. Sometimes it's difficult to make those decisions, but settle down. Take a deep breath. Calm yourself down. Because when you calm yourself, the turmoil begins to lessen. And I don't want us to get in this habit. Whatever God wants me to do, he'll just do it. No. Come before God in prayer. Pray about it. God, what is it that you want me to do? Pray about it. Pray about it. What is it, God? What is the best decision for me to make? And you can come before, you know, often when I come before God, I have some of you have heard it. I have an acronym that I use. It's called ACTS. I adore him. In other words, I praise him. I do. And then the C, I confess it. I confess to him. And I don't only confess a sin that I may have committed or something against God or myself or my fellow man. I know. How bold of her to say that. But I even confess my mistakes, my errors, the decisions that I believe I didn't make the correct decision. I bring all of that to God. I adore him. I confess things to him, and then I thank him. I thank him for, first, I thank God. God, thank you for the breath of life. Thank you for the ability to think. And God, thank you that this decision is even before me. How about when you have to make a decision? You've got, as I stated earlier, you've got two or three things before you. All of them are good. Oh, what a blessing. Yeah, the abundant life. But God, thank you that these decisions are before me and that you've given me an ability to think. Now, God, I'm asking for wisdom. Thank you for wisdom. Yeah. And then bring those supplications. That's ACTS. Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. Supplication simply means, asking for what you want. God, help me to make this decision. Help me, Lord. Pray about it. And praying about it, and still sometimes wonder if you've made the right decision. These are just human feelings that we have. I know that I do. And as I mentioned, I often overthink. I rehearse it. What would be the best course? I don't really rehearse so much as to what may go wrong. I often rehearse excellence. I want the spirit of excellence. And not only do I want the spirit of excellence, but I want to do what would be best for as many involved. Yeah, pray about it. And you may still wonder if you made the right decision. You may pray about it and overthink it, rehearsing it. Oh, what may go wrong? What if I make a mistake? Remember Romans 8:28, for we know all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. And remember, God is leading you. My goal to transmit in this podcast today is pray about it. And when you pray about it, and that peace comes. And when you pray about it and that peace doesn't come, wait on God. When the peace comes, and even when the peace doesn't come, wait on God. And remember, all things are working together for your good because God is leading you. When you pray about it, release the anxiety. You know, that anxiety, that fear of the future, that what's going to happen in the next moment, and rightfully so in the times that we have been in this past 2 or so years. Release the anxiety. Well, Govina, if I release the anxiety, where does that leave me? What is my location? What does my environment look like when I release anxiety? You shift to the location of trusting God. I'm now in a location. I'm now in a new place of trusting God. Location, 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 as the realtors say. This is really our hope and strength. The anxiety. You can release the anxiety through prayer, sometimes listening to music, watching something that lifts your spirit, not just scrolling, 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 maybe sitting still. You know what you need to do and how you release your anxiety. Take a deep breath. Yeah. And shift to trusting God. Get into that place where your hope and your strength is. A young woman by the name of Elder Margareta, she brought us a very beautiful sound word that you have to see the kingdom of God. This new location, this shifting to trusting God, relying upon God, having faith in God. She said you have to see it and then enter into that place and stay there and begin to make your decisions in that prayerful state with an almighty and an all-knowing God. This is really our hope and strength, my beloveds. So the success of peace is making the right decisions. But here is one of the main keys. Have the right motives. You say, well, I always have the right motives. Most of us do. And most of the time we do. But in some decisions, there may be something in there that we need to turn over to God. We do that when we pray about it. God, is this going to benefit me? Is it going to benefit my neighbor? My family, how about this? Will this better humanity? Will this decision make the world a better place? Well, if it's good for you, it's good for your family, it's good for your community, your place of worship, hey, guess what? You're lifting humanity to a new level, a new dimension of making this world a better place. Pray about it. Mm-hmm. What is the motive? That's getting deep now. Because our heart can deceive us. But if we say, God, search my heart, and then do what? Release the anxiety. Don't be afraid what he's going to show you. And then shift to trusting God. This is really our hope and strength. Pray about it. God knows, he knows that we don't know all the possibilities of the outcomes of our decisions. He knows that. We have a desired outcome. And often we want to exceed that expectation. But God knows that we don't know all the possible outcomes of our decisions. Yes, we could be wrong. We're human and we're growing. Yeah, we're still growing and advancing. In so many areas in our lives, emotionally, we're growing. And me, physically, I want to put a stop to it. We're growing. But we can grow in the direction that makes us better equipped to make sound decisions and not worry about it. But I want to say this. God is concerned about our motives. The reason. What caused us to make this decision. That's it. The motive. So when we pray about it, as we're in prayer, in that place of communicating with an all-knowing God, somebody's saying, is it that simple? It may not be that easy, but it is that simple. Settling yourself down. You know, there's so much information coming to us and at us, but this information, I want you to really wrap your arms around it. Put your feet up. Get your Bible, your prayer journal. Get your the books that you may read that uplift you. Get something that you can begin to record as God reveals the divine plan to you. But we have to get to that place where we pray about it. Pray about it. Pray about it. Pray about it. It says, hey, pray without ceasing. Pray about it. God is concerned about our motive, and he will reveal to us our heart and what caused us to make this decision. And then we can correct some things in us. You're following me. And often, God doesn't see us the way we see ourselves. Our thoughts are not his thoughts. And I pray often, search me, O Lord, and see if there be any wicked thing in me. And don't be afraid, because we want the soul. We want our hearts to be cleansed and clear and upright. So if we live our lives thinking that we're always back to decisions, if we live our lives, my beloved, thinking we're always going to make the wrong decision, where does this lead us? It brings us back to anxiety. It puts us in a position, a place, a posture where we don't have confidence. And we waste precious time. And it's taking us further from progressing forward. We need to be learning to walk more in the direction that God wants us to go. God wants us to love him and trust him. You know, I've been saying so often lately, God is responsible for me. God is responsible for you. But you got to learn. We have to learn to pray about it. How about that? Believe in it. Believe in God. Believe that he understands you. But it's not just the pat slogan or the reference of God knows my heart. No, he understands your anxieties, your confusion. And he also knows that often we have regrets about some of the mistakes that we've made. I know I have. Yeah, they can be small, they can be large, they can be medium-sized. He knows when we wanted to do the right thing. That's the motive that we're talking about today. So pray about it. Large or small, sometimes making a decision is not as easy as we may have imagined. But I want to say to you in this episode today, try to make sure that your motives are correct, because God really knows when we want or when we want it to do the right thing. I'm encouraging you today, continue to love God, believe in God, trust God, know that he is responsible for you. So come on, come and communicate with him, talk with him, be with him, and watch that anxiety begin to lessen. He knows when we regret a mistake that we've made. I know he knows. Oh my God. Somebody said, give me something, just something else, Glovina, to think about. Listen, when you have a lot of options, here's some practical stuff. Go on and look at the trade-offs, that you may have to give up something to get something else. And when it's all said and done, I often say this too, it's in the Lord's hands now. I say that so often. I pray about it. I look at what my options may be. In other words, I look at the criteria. I look at who's involved. I pray about it, and then I can confidently say, it's the Lord's hand now. Yeah. So when we know that, that's the trust. That's the trust. Yeah. And even when we're praying, ask God to give you strategic ways of thinking, so that you can think, as they say, do critical thinking, even with your time management. Make those decisions. Do your part. Keep your motive pure. Do strategic planning. And last but not least, take action. Step out on faith. We can't always control the outcome. Trust God. It's in the Lord's hand. Pray about it. No matter what the decision is. Yeah. Look at your criteria. What is it you may need to trade off? What I mean is this. I had a boss once that used to always say this. He used to always say, in a perfect world, it would be like this. So let's take this route and let's get it done. So in a perfect world, you may have to say that sometimes, in a perfect world, this is the way I would prefer that the outcome would be. But I'm willing to take a couple of trade-offs. No ill motives. Praying about it. Trusting God. And stepping out on faith. I want you to know that I love you. And I'm so grateful that you've taken this time, spending your precious time with me during this podcast. You know, recently I had to make a very powerful decision. To make a decision when I received a message if I would like to come to West Africa to minister at a women's conference, to make a decision. You know what? It's like when I first met Bron. I didn't have to wait long because I had been praying, asking God, God, I want to be a blessing to humanity. So when the invitation came, I just had to say yes. And then that yes required decision. I consulted others. I brought in a team and pray about it. And we move forward with the decisions. Real life decisions. Some things that you have already prayed about. God is opening the door and you're about to come to that door. Some of you are already standing at the door. Turn the knob or just get in position for the sensor. You know, doors just open up. Get in position. You've prayed about it. Come to God in prayer. Let the anxiety go. Trust, have confidence in an all-knowing God that lives on the inside of you. I love you. Have a beautiful, beautiful day and week and evening wherever you are in the world. Pray about it. And don't you ever, ever give up.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.